Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Here's a podcast segment for you. I'm going to talk about the guy who holds signs, stands on the side of the road out at the exit entrance to my neighborhood. It's Chris Graham here on the podcast Street Knowledge for Augusta Free Press. And this is something, the idea for this particular little, you know, thought essay is the ongoing discussion I have about this guy with my therapist. You know, I've made it, you know, clear, I guess, on podcast recently, last several months, that I've been undergoing therapy for anxiety. And it's actually been so helpful. I'm roughly 6 months into this, and it's really changed a lot for me, very positively. I'm just in touch with my, like, I guess my motivations and all the things that make me tick in a way that I never was before. So I'm so glad that it came up, even though the circumstances not so happy in terms of the health issue, physical health issue that started it, and that kind of thing. But I'm great. Gosh, physically, I'm as good as I've ever been, maybe better. And mentally, I know I'm better than I've ever been. So, okay, all that said, I mentioned during, it was probably towards the end of the 2021 Virginia election contest, late October, early November, that I was driving to my therapy appointment and talking to, knowing I was getting ready to talk to my therapist. This guy was standing out there and holding up a sign, and it was, I don't remember the sign that day, but it was, he's a Republican, and he's holding up, the sign had some very disgusting message about Democrats. And I remember the one at Christmas that prompted it to come back up again when I met this week with my therapist. It mentioned Kamala Harris, the vice president. It had her name on the sign, and then it had the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. And it called them the ho-ho-hos of Christmas. And, I talk about this guy with my therapist quite a bit. And one thing she tries to get me to do, and this is the only bone of contention, honestly, in the therapy for me, and it's a friendly one, obviously, is she says, but, you know, don't you want to understand, like, this guy? Because I said, what I want to do is I want to flip the guy off. I want to scream something at him. But I don't, because I know that's what he wants. And her thing is, why don't you try to figure out the guy, like meet the guy, ask him why he does this. And my answer always is, because I don't want to know why this guy does this. I don't know. I don't want to know, like, this guy's motivations. This guy's, I don't, you know, and I'm throwing this out there, I guess. Why do we have to, like, give shrift to people who are so hateful? I mean, you know, like, I don't want to legitimize this guy. And her point is, he's a fellow human being. I guess he obviously is. He ticks. He's Homo sapiens. He's not, you know, he's not a bear or a pterodactyl or anything else. He is physically, technically a human being. But that said, again, like, I don't know, you know, why waste your time and effort on people like that? If I learn about this guy, I'm not thinking, and I'm a journalist, and I meet people from all walks of life. I've been a journalist for 25 years, and I write about sports, I write about politics, I write about news, but I write about lots of things. And I count Republicans among my friends. I count Virginia Tech and Duke fans among my friends. I mean, you know, it's not like I only want to hear from people who agree with me, but it's one thing to hear from a Republican or a Virginia Tech fan. And I want to know what, like, makes them tick in terms of, all right, why do you support supply side economics? Or, you know, what made you a Virginia Tech fan? And what do you think about your team this year? Or Duke basketball? What do you think their chances are in the NCAA tournament? I want to know from a Duke fan's perspective, that kind of stuff. Right. When it comes to the kind of person who will stand at the side of a road pretty much all day long on a relatively cold day in the wintertime, holding up a sign that refers to the vice president, the House Speaker, and a member of Congress as hoes, I don't care what makes you tick. You're reprehensible. I think that we need less of you on this earth. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who hold that kind of viewpoint, right, in our country. I mean, the base of the Donald Trump electoral strategy is about 30% of our country. The other sliver that he tries to get is people who hold their nose and vote for him. But there's a lot of hardcores, right? They are misogynist. They're racist. They're every ist you can possibly be that's not good, right? And I mean, is understanding them, you know, is that gonna, could I make them understand me? I don't know that the capacity is there. You know, I don't think we're talking about the kind of people who are the brightest and best. I don't think we're talking about people who can be persuaded that other people are human and have reasons for thinking the way they do, and they're not unpatriotic because they do, and then that kind of thing. I mean, you know, it came up in a sports context recently too. I was covering the Virginia Tech basketball game Wednesday night, and just one of those weird things. You know, you're sitting. We don't sit courtside anymore. It's been a long, long time since the media has sat courtside at UVA home games. We're halfway up the section behind the UVA basket, the home basket, second half, and so we're amongst the fans, and it's fine. The arenas are loud. I love it. It's energy. You want to be a part of that. But sometimes, and Wednesday night was one of those times where there was one Virginia Tech fan, a young kid too, looked like he was a college student. I mean, that young, maybe, or a recent alum, and screaming at the top of his lungs. And it was so otherwise quiet, you know, in stretch of the game, but screaming at the top of his lungs about how bad this Virginia player was, or how bad another Virginia player was. And disrespectfully so. And to a point where, you know, other media, I mean, it wasn't just me who heard this guy. It was other media people were looking too, like, what is going on? And where is the usher? You know, it's one thing to root for your team. It's another thing to root for your team by putting down the other team. And I use that phrasing, root for your team by putting down the other team, to think about this guy on the side of the road who holds his little sign up, holds people honk for him, and he, you know, express their pleasure with his rudeness. That's all that is just you rooting for your team by putting down the other team, you know. Like, and you know, maybe I'm alone in this. So you're listening to me talk about this. You know, there's lots of folks out there who get their jollies by, you know, denigrating Democrats or Republicans, denigrating Virginia Tech fans, Duke fans, Yankees fans, Notre Dame fans, whatever the case may be, their teams and that kind of thing. I don't know. That's never been me, you know, like, my interest in sports, one, is I just want to watch my team win. I don't want to see the other team lose. I want to see my team win. But there's so many folks out there that aren't satisfied enough with their team winning that they have to see the other team lose. And it's the same in politics. It's not enough, you know, for this guy on the side of the road holding up a sign talking about the ho ho hos in his in his twisted way of logic. It's not enough that, like, you know, that Republican ideas are made into policy. He didn't even know what I'm sure a person like that doesn't know the first thing about Republican ideas and policy. He cares that the other team loses, you know, the old owning the libs thing. That's not old. It's really, but it's tried and true. You know, the folks online who want to own the lib, and, you know, I don't want to be both sides-ism here, but certainly there are plenty of Democrats who act the same way, who are less motivated by seeing good policies on climate change or spending on public education or equality for women and LGBTQs and minorities being enacted in law, voting rights reforms being put into place so that we can make sure that one person, one vote is truly the law of the land. But it's more just about pointing out that Republicans are stupid, you know, I mean, that kind of thing too. So there's, you know, it's certainly there without being I don't want to be a both sides person, but there are both sides to that. You know, I get a text from a good friend of mine last night in reference to the Virginia Tech game. On the other side of the guy at the game who was yelling and screaming his stupid head off, you know, sending me caricatures of, you know, Virginia Tech coach. And I wrote back to say, nah, that's not cool. You know, that's the, you know, and you know, his response was to share interactions with Tech fans in the past who offended him, and he's never liked him ever since. And, you know, there's good and bad in every fan base. There's good and bad in every political base. But let's also, I mean, here's I guess the point I'm getting to. We should strive to be the good people in the base, whether you're the good Democrat, whether you're the good Virginia fan, whether you're the good, oh gosh, what else could you be, right? Be the person who wants to see your team win and have good reasons for that. And it's important in sports. Be a good sport, but it's important more in life. And so that gets me back to my friendly debates with my therapist, which happen, they literally happen every 2 weeks whenever we get together over this guy. What have you thought about this guy? She'll ask me, and I'm glad she does, because it makes me think. But I'm still not coming off that position. I'm still not coming off the position that I don't want to know what makes you hate people that much. Because I don't care what your excuse is. That's all it is. It's not going to be a reason. It's going to be an excuse. I don't care what your excuse is for hating Democrats to the point that you stand for hours outside. And this guy, I mean, it's the guy's at the entrance to my entrance and exit to my neighborhood. So I see this guy a lot in the summertime on 95 degree days. I see him in the wintertime on 30 degree days. I can't imagine what could serve as any kind of legitimate reason to any sane person. And I shouldn't even put sane in, because I've been talking about this in the context of mental health, smart person. I mean, or reasonably smart person, or just respectful person. What could possibly motivate you to be that kind of person? What could motivate you to stand at a basketball game and scream your head off and insult everybody around you for 2 hours? And then you lose the game. And this guy, he tucked his tail between his legs and left. And I'm sure this guy at the end of every shift he decides to assign himself to, standing at the entrance and exit to my neighborhood, feels the same way. Like, what have you achieved with your time? There's got to be better things you can do. Like, I mean, if you're, you know, if I did have a conversation with the guy at the end of my neighborhood, it would be along the lines of, hey, why don't you volunteer to, you know, gosh, there's, you know, help the homeless, or go to an abortion clinic and shout if you want to. I don't care. I'm certainly pro-choice, but I mean, if you want to do something, don't just stand at the side of the road. Do something meaningful. Like, of course, the shouting at people at the abortion clinic is not meaningful either. Go to your city council meeting, go to your board of supervisors meeting, go to a school board meeting, go lobby your or write to your legislator or congressperson, and, you know, or heck, go lobby them, go in person and lobby them. I don't care. Do something. Volunteer in your community. Go to a church and help, you know, like put your, not just your money where your mouth is, but put your butt where your mouth is, in a sense. Put your butt there, invest yourself into something, do it. Instead of just hating people. I guess if you're a sports fan, I don't know what you can do there, but in that sense, but except for root for your team. Why do we, like, what is this about? And is it just American? I don't know. I only know America, but is it something unique to us where, you know, like there's something about us that we have to be so negative? We have to just, you know, it's not enough for us to win, but we have to see the other guy lose and suffer for it. I don't know if the commentary I'm trying to make there, observation out loud thinking, is just, there's something weird about that whole mentality. And certainly that guy at the end of exit and entrance to my neighborhood, and the guy yelling at the game the other day, they're not the only two people who do this. We all know folks like that. You might be one of those folks. And maybe I'm making you think right now. Maybe I'm not. Maybe you say, that's how I get into the game, man. That's how I get into politics, man. You're the square. Fine. If that's the case, that's fine. But, life's a lot more enjoyable when you don't carry hate around. That's all I'll say. So there we go. That ended up being a political and sports commentary. How do you like that? If you got thoughts for me, you got questions for me, you got observations for me, whatever you got for me, You want to tell me I'm an idiot? That's fine too. AugustaFreePress2@gmail.com is my email address. It's all over the Augusta Free Press website, so you can't miss it. You can tweet at me. You can Facebook message me too, but I, you know, whatever. I don't care. You can send me a carrier pigeon with a note attached, as long as you got the coordinates right. But I want to hear, I want to hear from you, and I want to, you know, be able to address what your thoughts are. So what you think my thoughts should be. Hey, thanks for your time today. As always, thanks for listening, and I want to talk to you again soon.